a man, growing up with a cane pole in his hand. Like a fool to dream, sitting down by the stream that leads him to the Corpus Bay. Give him a shotgun to please his mind, give them quail a few reasons to fly. Living in the city just ain't for me, I wanna go back to the country. Take me to Texas, I wanna go down that open road. Take me to Texas, I wanna see how far this country goes. Take me to Texas, I wanna go down that open road. Take me to Texas, I wanna see how far this country goes.
Fill up your coffee cup, put the dog on the porch, and turn up your radio. This is the Outdoor Zone with TJ and Cody Ryan, live from the bunkhouse.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going, just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going, leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the ride.
Good morning. Welcome. It's the Outdoor Zone live in the bunkhouse. Yeah, it's just an old tin shack on the back of the ranch, but we call it home. Live every Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Outdoor Zone radio network, or 24/7, 365, recorded live on your favorite podcast platforms. Ask you to share that with your friends. Go back and listen to hundreds of episodes. Years and years, just go to theoutdoorzone.com and you can link on to your favorite podcast platforms from there. My name is TJ Graney, and in the bunkhouse with me now is Cody Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
The beef is in the house.
Hey, I've got a...
I'm here.
I've got a... he is here.
I'm back.
Which is strange. We...
oh, my...
I figured that your new thing could be like, we could be like, where's the beef? Because you hadn't been there, you know? Where's the beef?
I was out taking a bunch of
months.
I was taking a bunch of kids out camping for the weekend, man.
Blame it on the kids. That's like my wife, you know? Like, I couldn't, you know, make dinner because I was watching the kids. It's like...
there are excuses and then there's explanations, and that's an explanation. And I'd rather be doing that than have to make up something as an excuse.
Where's and Ty is the beef?
Ranch, and Ty is the ranch hand.
No, we're looking at Jack this morning.
Jack is the ranch hand that gets here early and gets the gate open, fires up the old pot belly stove, and gets us ready for this show, The Outdoor Zone. So glad to be here.
Jot.
Yeah.
Call him Jot. Jot.
Jacques. Jacques.
Jot. Jot.
Oh, well. Wow.
It sounds French, but it's, you know, J-O-T, Jack of all trades. Jot.
No? I don't know about that one, but I will tell you, yesterday.
Where's the beef?
I was at the, my wife. Wanted to do something, quote, together, and she planned this thing and told me that I'm going to be involved in the local HOA community Christmas party. And that happened last night. And the whole thing started I was busy all day.
I didn't know you could get bailed out this early. You already got arraigned and a bail bondsman and all that?
And so what happened, this is kind of interesting, the whole day things were going wrong. Nothing was working out. Everything was breaking. The starter went out on the old beast, and left me stranded. All these things. And all I could think in the back of my mind was, I'm supposed to be hunting right now. I had already planned it. And then I had to do the thing. So that's all I could think of is the spirits were with me on the hunting spirits were with me, and I just everything. Have you ever had that feeling like I should just be hunting? Things would be so much better. If I was just got us a deer lease.
Went out at the ranch?
No, around the community. I was getting ready for the HOA community Christmas party, which evidently I was in charge of, and I didn't even know. So I was directed to do a lot of things yesterday.
I bet that was a great party.
Well,
you didn't even know about it.
You
were supposed to be putting it on.
Well, you know me. I can figure it out. But it was when they asked me if I would be a taste tester.
President?
No, a taste tester for the cookie contest and be a judge on it.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. Absolutely.
But, yes, all I could think about was that and the people that were talking about. They were complaining because someone put an arrow into the fake deer with lights on it in the front of the neighborhood. Perfect heart shot. I don't know who that could have been.
Could have been any one of the 15 boys that you have mentored over the years.
Mischievously?
Does it have TJ's initials on the fletchings of the arrow?
Hey.
Does
what?
He do that? I didn't know he did that.
I don't go out in that area.
He doesn't do that anymore because people find him all over their ranches that he hunts, you know?
No, they find him in the ranches next door.
You know,
the neighborhoods.
We had a brand new kid at KOZ last weekend, and he didn't know anything about archery. And pretty soon we started pulling back the bow, figuring it out. And we were like, you know, you've got to go. If you miss that target, you got to go get that arrow. And next thing I know, he shoots the arrow, then he puts down the bow, and he runs and gets it. And then he comes back, and that's what he did from that point on. He would shoot one arrow and only one arrow and go get it and bring it back and shoot it again. It was pretty cool. Kind of like TJ. Oh, wait a minute. That's opposite. Sorry. I mean Cody.
No, he just buys a bunch of arrows. That's what he does. That way he never has to go get them.
Then I give them to people because I don't use them. I said, oh, yeah, here, this is perfect size arrow for you. Close enough.
I've got a great, great story for a minute about the guy that I hunt with, Rick Burr. He was going to have shoulder surgery put off until after, you know, the big, our hunt's over, right, for the whole season. They called him and said, we can get you in early. So he's been he's been on the clock, tick, 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 trying to fill his tags. And he's been out there now. He called me Tuesday, it was, with a picture of the biggest buck he's ever gotten out there. And he said, you wouldn't believe it. It was like a football game. It was 4th and 1. I needed one more tag. I had one more day because I was going to have surgery in the next day. And 2 minutes of light left in legally hunting. And he was able to take a shot at this buck. So it was pretty cool. He got it was like the end of a big football game that was super competitive in a great finish. You know, I filled my tags. This thing came out. It was the biggest. I only had 2 minutes. It was like click, click, click. Time is running out. Boom. And it was really cool. Speaking of boom.
So luckily he has a gun that is deadly accurate, and I think he's using that old lever action that he's had for years.
That 30-30 Marlin. Yeah,
man, we've talked about that gun. If you have a classic firearm and you're wondering what it's worth, if you're looking for something classic, something different, go to our buddies over at McBride's Guns. You can trade your guns in, you can trade up, you can take an estate worth of firearms over there, and they can evaluate them all and let you know their value. They're Austin family owned and operated local full service firearm dealer. McBride's Guns has a gunsmith on staff to help you adjust, repair, or modify your firearms. Looking for a youth model rifle or shotgun? Go where the staff is skilled and trained to help you make the right choices. Looking for the ultimate Christmas gift for that guy or gal? You'll find it at McBride's. McBride's is in the same place it's been for years, corner of 30th and Lamar. Call them 472-3532 or online at McBride'sGuns.com. McBride's Guns, well, they're our hometown gun shop.
What's the deal, Beefsteak, with having to fill your tags? I've never had that. Maybe I've just never been on the right lease, or I've never had that burning desire that I have to kill everything that I'm allowed to kill.
That's the whole, like, the scorecard. When you're around a bunch of other people, you know, you got four other people that are on the deer lease, and you all are hunting in your different areas, and it's a scorecard. And so each year, the whole idea is not only, you know, to enjoy the outdoors and hunting, but and being in the great outdoors, but it's also about, yeah, collecting and getting the right deer on the tags and finishing out your tags. So you're saying you don't even think about the tags, like the amount, where, what your score is, nothing?
Well, I do, obviously, because you got to, depending on where you're hunting. But no, trying to fill my tags or whatever has never, ever, 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 ever been like a thing that I try to do. I mean, maybe like on a ranch that has like multiple MLD tags or something, you're trying to harvest, you know, a certain number of deer because of management reasons for that particular ranch, right? But not I just find it funny. There's other states, I know guys in other states that do the same thing, you know, that do the same thing.
Yeah, but they can only get one buck or one doe or something. Is that what you're talking about?
That's not true. There's states, shoot, you can kill a deer every day.
In Alabama.
Georgia, isn't it Georgia you kill a deer a day?
Alabama.
It's
for
a deer 30 a day
days.
For 30 days.
But you just, I know people
anyway,
who do it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, are they feeling their? Are they like, oh, I got 27 this year?
I bet you they do.
My new record.
I bet you they do.
You think?
Yeah, man, it's competitive.
Wow, what do you do with 27 deer?
Well, you don't do a whole lot the next few years, I bet. There's not a whole lot running through that same pasture.
You know,
I bet.
We are having that argument a little bit right now. Okay. We're going to, yep. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to do a little bit of fishing talk with Cody Ryan. I'm going to try and drag him into the ice fishing hole. He's going to be mad. It's not what he's thinking about right now, I don't think. Anyway, it's the Outdoor Zone live in the bunkhouse. Got a lot of show coming up. Stick with us. It's a good morning.
I'm Everstar Pro Ron Sheffield, and I fish FLW. You're listening to The Outdoor Zone. Fish on.
Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun. Jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas. I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass. Down by the lakeside, just off the ramp, all them people
sleeping. Old Tin Jack. On Sunday morning, 7 to 9, but 24-7, 365, recorded live for you to enjoy on a podcast platform near you. Hey, the wait is over. Truckloads of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams are headed our way during the Nile Maxwell's Big Finish Sales event at the Nile Maxwell Supercenter. All month long, we have the newest vehicles showing up by the truckloads daily. And make no payments for 90 days. Enjoy the holidays and your first payment won't be due until March of 2023. It's the biggest sale of the year, and we've got the inventory right now at Nile Maxwell Supercenter on. So come pick yours today. This is the Big Finish event for the biggest discounts, best financing offers, and a Supercenter size selection. Head to the Nile Maxwell Supercenter, We sell more than anyone else. 620-183 in Austin, or visit us online at NileMaxwellSuperCenter.com.
Whew. Before the break, you said that you were going to drag me into the ice hole, and I couldn't help but think, is he calling me a bad name? The ice hole?
No, I posted a video on our Facebook of a girl that was ice fishing, and it was a pretty incredible fishing video of her fishing in up north somewhere, and she got the hole. It's just a really cool video. But she's sitting in a little pop up. It's like a pop up deer stand, only it's for fishing. She's got her little buddy heater in there, and she's doing it in water that you can see. It's clear water, and you can see the fish hit. It looks almost like she's using a rattle trap, and just jigging it up and down, and it's pretty cool. And I thought, man, I don't know. I guess I'd like that. I mean, she's catching big fish. She's not just, you know, sometimes they catch those little, I guess, perch or whatever.
And they're fish. Yeah.
They're just little tiny little things that they catch. And, but man, she's catching some giants. And just this, and it's huge hole. It's not just this like round circle. She's got this big block cut out, this big square. Pretty cool video.
Zero interest. I have zero interest in ice fishing. Like, not even a little bit of interest. I mean, of course, if I was up north already for some reason, like,
and somebody said, hey,
yeah,
yo,
and I was sitting on the couch and I had all the planes were grounded because I couldn't fly back to Texas, God. And gasoline was not. You know, there was no gasoline in the country.
So you're talking about like the second term Biden situation.
Oh my goodness. Basically. Yeah. Stuck up north, Biden reelected, and the middle of winter, then I might go ice fishing.
you just like, now there's like 100 of our fans, listeners that are just like, geez, he's a jackleg.
Cody,
he's
just
an ice hole.
He couldn't bring all of his rods, and that's the problem. He wouldn't have room for him in the little cabin.
He's like little 4-foot rods, and yeah, it's just
I don't know, dude. Look at that. Watch that little video. It's pretty impressive.
I got no interest in even watching the video. Now, I've seen him catch big stuff. The whole thing is I don't want to be cold out there necessarily.
Dude, best finish in a major tournament, you were iced from head to toe for 2 days.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I didn't like it.
Now.
I didn't like any part of it. It wasn't fun.
I'm just saying.
Here's a story I thought was interesting, came across. This one's out of Asia. It says a woman decided to end her 10-year-long marriage because of her husband's addiction to fishing, which made him neglect his family and also miss the divorce hearing. It's like, geez, Louise, this is a whole...
I'm going to miss her.
You must have been an ice fisherman.
I'm on my way.
I just thought it was weird that it came up as a news story for, you know, under the fishing category news story.
In Japan, fishing, that's a big deal. I wonder if he's a bass fisherman. He's obviously a bass fisherman.
No.
No, was he a carp fisherman?
As per the court hearing, Sun was the wife's name, was fed up with Zhang's complaining. No, I guess that's his name, right?
Zhang?
Fed up with Zhang's complaining and agreed to end their marriage. Yeah, that's what it is.
Complaining about fishing?
The wife said her husband wakes up after she makes breakfast and just lies on the sofa and plays on his mobile phone after work, and then spends all night fishing after dinner. So he gets home from work, eats dinner, or sits there and waits for her to finish cooking dinner, eats dinner, and then goes fishing.
And what's wrong with that?
He must have a really cool house if he's that close to a place where he can go fishing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was a weird story.
You know, some wives shoo their husbands off to do stuff like that. If you get the right one.
That's right. That's right. Or she has a boyfriend.
Oh!
You marry the right woman or get her a boyfriend, and you go fishing whenever you want. That's the trick.
I'm going to miss her.
I don't like that alternative. I think you just get the right one.
Nah, that'll work too.
You can't go fishing every night. You can't. First of all, you don't get off work, lay on the couch, watch your phone, and then go fishing all
night.
Wait
for dinner. Yeah.
Right. Why you got to participate.
Make me a sandwich.
Oh.
Sounds like a reasonable marriage to me. I don't understand what the problem is.
Obviously,
I thought the story was weird.
You've tuned in to the Marriage Hour here with four guys who are just knocking it out of the park in marriage.
Dr.
You know, it's
Cardi,
hard the week before Christmas starts to talk a lot of bass fishing. There's bass fishing podcasts out there. There are some things happening in the bass fishing world, but man, it's 20 degrees outside. It just doesn't feel very bassy. And so I struggled this time of year coming up with news topics. There is a state record caught bluefin tuna out of North Carolina. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money in that little bluefin. But one of the things I thought might be interesting was what does a fisherman not want to get? Just make it clear right now, please. Because there's the standard fillet knife. If you're an angler, you're going to get the fillet knife. You're going to get the pliers to take hooks out.
That's good, because I threw mine in the lake on accident the other day.
I think that's what I buy you every year is.
I've got a bag full of your rusted pliers that you've given me.
Okay.
So it's not new. It's all the used ones is what you're saying.
Well, no, it's just, his tend to rust faster than other brands.
Those Dollar General pliers.
When you buy 10 for 10, Amazon special.
All my buddies get really nice pliers at Christmas.
I'm still waiting for the nice leather gloves to come. I've heard that story. Rumors that you send.
Oh,
your...
you got to join the club to get those, dude.
Oh, man. I want some deer skin engraved, or I guess branded gloves.
Yep.
Are those good, Cody? Is that a good gift?
Leather gloves? Not for fishermen. No. Mm-mm.
You need to give him one silver glove. So Michael Jackson was an angler. He always wore his fishing glove on stage. He had that metal glove for taking hooks out and stuff.
Yeah.
For fishermen.
Like big time fishermen.
Lures, terrible idea. I guess for an angler that's...
Your luckiest lure is a guitar lure given to you by your...
Yes.
Stepmother.
Yeah.
And come on now. I was thinking about getting you that kit where you make your own. You just have those tubes and you squeeze them into the little molds, and they make like lizards and frogs and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. So basically, don't buy an angler lures. You could buy an angler lures, I guess, but if they're fishing at a competitive level, or they're a more advanced angler, don't try and pick out a lure for them if you're not a more advanced angler yourself.
Unless it says banned from competition. That lure, you should, every fisherman should have that lure.
Or as seen on TV.
Yeah, guaranteed to catch fish.
Well, if
fish.
It's been seen on TV, obviously it's a hot lure and should be part of the guy's tackle box.
I think I'm going to sign you.
A guy with a trophy on the package, holding up a trophy in like one of the bottom corners, then you know that it's a winning lure.
Well, Cody, I'm going to get you the lure of the month club. So, okay.
Well, I don't know about all that. I'll go without that. But I can't go without is Altrua Health Share. You know, finding affordable, top-quality healthcare options can be tricky for the sportsmen, entrepreneurs, and those who are self-employed. But Altrua HealthShare, they're a 501c3 organization that's been sharing in medical needs for over 25 years. Altrua HealthShare, they're not insurance. However, they offer a powerful alternative to traditional insurance and skyrocketing costs. You know, it's just members contribute each month to a membership escrow, and then eligible medical needs are then shared from that escrow account. It's literally that simple. I have my family protected by it. You can check out how much you can save by going to myshare.org. Check out Altrua HealthShare, where we care for one another. News of the Weird coming up next. You don't want to miss it. It is the Outdoor Zone. We are live in the bunkhouse 24/7, 365 at theoutdoorzone.com.
Hey, American Blood Brothers, this is Ted Nugent on the Outdoor Zone, live from the bunkhouse with my blood brother, TJ. Whack 'em and stack 'em, would ya?
All right, welcome back, regulators. This is your deer shooting, flounder gigging, dove blasting, hog dogging, bass catching, mountain climbing, fly fishing, four-wheeling, adrenaline junkie, Outdoor Zone radio show broadcast live from the bunkhouse and podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms. Hey, Son Auto.
Yesterday or Friday, my wife drove the Durango in and it was making a little noise. And she said, hey, you want to take care of this? And I thought she meant for me to go look at it. But no, what she meant was, can you take care of this by going and taking my vehicle over to Son Auto Service? You know, Son Auto Service is a family-owned and operated auto repair and maintenance company since 1978. It's the only one my wife will use. And each and every person at Son Automotive works hard to demonstrate that they take pride in what they do. And we want to be the place that brings you your vehicle anytime, or you bring your vehicle anytime it needs scheduled maintenance or repairs. Follow them on Facebook for great maintenance tips and specials every week. Ready to visit one? You can go to my location at 405 West Slaughter Lane, 1300 Medical Parkway, Cedar Park, or 1403 Rivery Boulevard in Georgetown and Lakeway, 1206 Ranch Road, 620. Go log in, follow them all week on sunautoservice.com.
All right, now it's time for our news of the weird.
Huh?
Wild, weird, strange, and crazy things can happen in the outdoors. We seek them out and bring them to you each and every week. It's time for the Outdoor Zone's Outdoor News of the Weird.
A North Carolina family shared video from the unusual festive scene that unfolded when a squirrel that entered their home tried to hide out in their Christmas tree. Taylor Standing, who posted videos of the wildlife encounter to Facebook, said the squirrel apparently entered her family's Waxahaw home through a loose roof shingle, climbed through a sink pipe opening, and emerged in an upstairs bathroom. Standing said the family dog, Dixie, then chased the squirrel through the house until it managed to hide out in the Christmas tree. Standing eventually used a dust mop to give the squirrel an extra push out the window. extra push. Yeah, that's what you call it. Out the window to return to the wild. Commenters online said the videos evoked memories of the famous Christmas tree squirrel from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So, I don't know. I was thinking about the whole cutting a Christmas tree down and or going and getting a live Christmas tree and all the things that could be potentially be in your Christmas tree. So I started looking up what kind of stuff ends up in a live Christmas tree. If you just go buy a live Christmas tree and take it home, and it's very common to have spiders in the Christmas trees. And the most common thing is baby praying mantis living in your Christmas tree.
Spider thing, I mean, makes sense. I don't like any idea of it, but don't you think if you got it on the hood of your Buick and or on the, you know, top of your Buick going 70 down the interstate that most of those spiders and praying mantises end up elsewhere?
Well, it says that they do, and typically they die off pretty quick because they don't have food or water. So
anyway, migrate to other places in your house.
I will tell you though, I will never go to a fake Christmas tree. That is one line I'm not going to cross. Sorry.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
I've already stated it in my home. My wife has said it'd be so much easier in the cleanup, and our daughter got one. And I mean, it is beautiful, right? But it's fake, and you can't have that for Christmas.
You can only sustain it. A real Christmas tree in so many houses across the country before you start depleting the natural resource.
Please. The way pine trees grow like that? Come on.
So I just think you got to wonder.
I'd like to see you try and grow a pine tree.
Well, around here it'd be kind of tough.
It's not. No, you just go get a cedar tree.
That's true. Yeah.
Down a cedar tree. Been there, done that, by golly.
Really?
Yeah, you could have.
But I'm thinking.
How many pine trees you got planted, TJ? How many pine trees you got planted?
Oh, man. I got 70 of them I planted.
Right. How many are thriving and growing?
So I planted 70 of them bad boys.
Exactly. I planted 20.
You don't
I planted
think
20. You know
Christmas,
how many I got left?
You don't think a fake Christmas tree would have stuff in it, but I guarantee you, when we pulled that old box out of that old storage shed after a year,
so why do you have a fake Christmas tree? Probably got more stuff in it than a live TJ. I gotta ask you, why do you have a fake Christmas tree? I'm not trying to burn you on this, okay? I'm just saying, what made you change? What was it, the cleanup? Was it the squirrels, the spiders?
I saw Britney Spears one time, and she was talking about how it made her sad that people cut down so many trees.
Like Cody.
It just really moved me. And so I said, honey, we're going to go to the Home Depot, and we're going to get an everlasting tree. And we're just gonna love this tree. And we're going to just keep it in a box, safe and sound. And we'll fold it out every year, and we'll slide the pieces together. And then
just like they did with baby Jesus. Yeah.
Stop.
6 pounds, 4 ounces.
The irony about the fake tree is that environmentally, it's probably not any better when you got, you know, all the plastics and all of the things that go into making the Christmas tree. It's probably not environmentally any more sound than cutting a real one down. But the hassle, like you said, the hassle-free, like the tree is up. The tree is up, you know, when I go to whatever. I mean, I come home one day and all of a sudden the tree is done and fluffed and ready to go.
I hope I never get there. That's one line I don't ever.
I just
won't
don't
ever
understand
cross.
The whole grip you have to a real tree. Like, what's the why?
Because it's the purity of it. It's kind of like
the purity.
Yeah, of Christmas.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
That means keeping it.
Baby Jesus isn't going to be. I can't celebrate baby Jesus because
and there was
I got
no pine
trees. Tree.
There was no pine trees around him.
There
at
was
all.
Probably junipers. I would imagine cypress trees. Come on,
no, no chance.
So you got a cypress tree in your living room?
No, I don't. But you know, it seemed I'm talking about evergreen. This is not an argument. I'm stating a fact that what I believe there's tradition, not tradition, but just keeping it pure. On
what is what's, pure? What is more pure about cutting down your tree?
That's what it's all
tree.
About, man. The guys used to go, the old men in the old days, my great-great-grandfather would go
so
out and harvest a tree.
Thought he lived in Chicago.
No, he did not. No, that was up in Colorado, you know, where I what where,
oh,
where
he
I
was, like,
come
right.
from.
He was the president of Colorado or something, right?
So anyways, you would bring home your tree. You'd drag it. It's part of the whole thing. It's kind of like going out, shooting a deer, processing it, bringing it in, and feeding the family. Next thing you know, you're going to say, hey, for Christmas, what we're going to do is we're going to go and buy some meat and we're going to put it on the table.
So,
and we don't want to shoot anything anymore.
Oh, we're not
anymore.
Allowed to buy meat
we're
for
not
a, Christmas
We're not
going
to shoot anything anymore because it may deplete the population.
Well, it may if you feel your tags, everybody in
they
the
do it for a reason.
Feel their
There's
tags.
Seven guys on the deer lease, 5 times 7.
Yeah, and there it's 40 acres.
And they still
they
tell us we have too many.
Seven.
They tell us we have, no, it's not 40 acres. It's right around like, well, I don't want to say, but it's four digits. So, anyways. They do it for a reason. The game warden, I'm biologist, I mean, come in and they tell us that we have 4-to-1 ratio on bucks to does, and we need to pull some does off of there. You talked about managed land. Why do they give them 20, 30, 40, 50?
They're talking 50? About that camp house. That's the ratio. You got an even ratio in this camp house.
Of men? Okay.
No, I just... I mean, anyway.
Have you seen your big buck yet, CR? Have you seen the big
buck? I have
deer
not
again?
Seen.
Been
you
a
know,
week
that,
since you've seen him.
So we did the show, right? And what was that, 2 weeks ago? The show, he was standing outside of the show, or was standing outside when I was.
Your window?
Yeah, my window when we started the show. And I haven't seen him on camera. I hadn't seen him anywhere until he showed up last night on camera.
Oh.
So, but something I did do last weekend, I got in my parts view oil change stuff, or yearly annual service for my boat. And I went through and did my whole service on my boat. I have not done the lower unit service yet, but I did the thermostats and the oil change and the oil filter and all that straight from my Parts View order that came in the mail. Parts View is an online one-stop shop for all your boating needs. They've got more than 200,000 products from the marine industry's leading brands. Plus, they've got these service kits, handy maintenance kits. All you do is punch in what year your boat is and motor, and they've got your yearly service kit right there. Now is a great time to do that while your boat's sitting idle right there in the shop. Just crank up the heater and get the service done on your boat so you don't have to try and scramble to do it right before season starts or run into next year without having it done. Order your stuff from partsview.com, PARTSVU.com. Coming up, we've got your game warden field notes. You don't want to miss it. It's the Outdoor Zone. We are live in the bunkhouse 24/7, 365. You can find us at theoutdoorzone.com.
Yeah, I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it
they can buy me a boat.
This is T-Roy Broussard listening to the Outdoor Zone.
They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars.
All right. Welcome back, Regulators. It's the Outdoor Zone live in the bunkhouse. Hey, our buddies over at Keystone Bank want you to experience the value of community banking where local matters. Come join the bank of choice for Austin community members, families, and entrepreneurs. That's Keystone Bank, founded by our buddy Jeff Wilkinson and his team, and operated right here in Austin, Texas, by locals like you. That's why we're so invested in our community and its success. When you bank with Keystone, you enjoy the local relationship-based service that sets us apart. I love being able to pick up the phone and call and talk to somebody I know. Banking at your fingertips anywhere, anytime. When I'm traveling, it's right there on my laptop or on my phone. To learn more, get started, Keystone account, visit one of our locations in person, 11,500 Bee Caves Road in West Austin, 500 Pressel Street right there in downtown Austin, or 900 Hutchins Avenue in beautiful Ballinger, Texas. Or just go to the website, keystone.bank, for all their information, keystone.bank. That is our buddies over at Keystone Bank. Now it's time for our Game Warden Field Notes.
These are the stories of the brave and courageous men and women of law enforcement, defenders of the outdoors. These are true Game Warden Field Notes.
It's an annual event for many, getting a real-life Christmas tree. The timeless tradition can be thrilling. It can be a thrilling experience cutting the tree, dragging it to your car, and loading it safely for a trip home to be decorated with care. You may find yourself near a national forest on your hunt for the perfect tree, but is it even legal to get a tree from one of those federally protected lands? The short answer is yes, but it's a bit more complicated than that. The U.S. has 155 national forests, with only a handful of states without one. In over two dozen of these federal lands, the U.S. Forest Service sells Christmas tree permits, allowing citizens the chance to not only collect their own tree, but support the health of the forest. It's a tradition dating back as far as the 1930s. There are many benefits, specifically to say ecology, says Janelle Smith with the U.S. Forest Service. Oftentimes, the smaller diameter trees are really perfect for cutting down and bringing into your home for a Christmas tree or decoration. To cut down a tree in any of the participating forests, you'll need a permit. Since 2020, permits have been available to purchase online at recreation.gov. There you can find your nearest national forest and review its fees, the limit of trees you can get, and if there are a limited number of permits, which area you'll be allowed to find your tree in, and in some forests, which trees you are allowed to cut down. If you see the perfect tree outside the designated cutting area or in a forest that isn't participating in the program, you'll want to stay away. You just can't go into any forest and cut a tree, Smith says. If you're outside the designated cutting area, that would be outside of those rules. And that forest would put in place, and you could be fined by law enforcement officer. As you plan your trip to get your Christmas tree or trees in some forest, Smith says it's important to prepare for the weather and remember your own saw. There you go.
So
you just go out back of your house right there, Beef, and get your old tree.
That's what
right
I'm
there.
Thinking. We don't have
we
any
were
pine trees.
During the break, Beef
yeah.
Steak.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We were talking during the break. Beef Steak was saying that he was making a statement about how he starts his fireplace with flint. Every time he starts his fireplace, when the grandkids come over, right? Because.
The purity of it, we make them do that. And from the beginning, this is how we start fires. This is just the purity of it. And so now when they come over and they're, you know, they're teenagers now, and they come over and first thing they do, they grab that flint and that striker and they start up the fireplace. And I wake them.
It's cool to know how to do it.
Go tear a picket off the neighbor's fence.
And they'll
smash it up.
Pull some off the Christmas tree, the live Christmas tree. You know, you can't you can't burn the plastic one. But it's the idea of I want them to carry on the tradition that says this is the purity of it. This is what we do. We start our own fires. We get a real tree. We go out. We drag it in. We put it up. And then we burn it ceremoniously when we're done.
You should immediately get rid of your central AC and heat.
Oh, I knew. See, you're
for
not
the purity of it.
I'm talking about a wood stove. I'm talking about an occasion.
You should get rid of all your vehicles and get a carriage and a horse. Put a horse in your backyard, get a carriage, and get rid of all your vehicles for the purity of traveling.
Get rid of all your power tools and only use non-electric everything.
This is about celebrating.
Hand tools that were made, that you made in your shop on your anvil.
we're not Amish, by the way. So.
How is your wife ever going to make another cake?
Well, first she's going to start the stove with her flint.
We'll have
and
coals.
Get a fire going.
Yeah. Oh my God! But it's not necessarily daily living. It's the purity of like the
in
holiday.
Hand carved bowls. She can mix the batter with the spatula you carved with your handmade flint knife that you made.
Have you ever stopped at one of those where they have a sign on the side of the road? Handmade walnut bowls, three exits in Arkansas, driving through Arkansas. You never seen that?
No.
And you get those wooden salad bowls and the stick or the, like you're talking about, the spoons. Hmm. And they're all made out of walnut. No?
I mean, I've seen them done, obviously. You know, for the people that are,
you can get live or fake trees at Lowe's. You can go either direction.
So you get to pick. Matter. How do I want to, what statement do I want to make to my kids and my grandkids? Fake or real?
So do you buy it? Do you go cut down your tree? Do you go get on the little thing and you drink apple cider or, you know, whatever, and ride the little buggy out into the woods and cut down your tree? And then
one time we went to, Bastrop and did that.
He goes to the grocery store and buys it out of a fenced-in area that's in the parking lot, and it's wrapped in a little plastic mesh netting. There's nothing pure about that.
Sometimes you got to take a stand. Sometimes you got to take a stand and go, this is what we do.
Nothing pure about that.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still have the giant tents in the city?
Papa Noel and all that.
Yeah, do they still have those around?
Well, we go buy ours at a church because we feel like it, helps support. It's the youth
Jesus.
Group there. Yeah, Jesus. His
it's more
crew.
Pure.
Jesus needs the money.
Yeah.
Well, it's more pure because it's his birthday, darn it.
Oh, your whole right. argument is
they probably
just
prayed over him, which would be really cool.
No, this is the way we do it. This is how it's done. I read the Christmas story out of the Bible before we can open Christmas presents.
That's great. Tradition is great, but don't use it like we're doing it wrong because you're doing something more pure. If you're going to live that lifestyle,
it is more pure.
Get a horse and a carriage. Get rid of your AC and heat.
Well, now here
take
comes
all the blankets off your bed and only use the ones your wife made in her knitting class. I mean,
together some tall grass from the field behind your house.
Yeah, and speaking of grass, go cut some hay and make a mattress to lay on. There's this. I mean, you want to get pure. Hey. We got to take a break. We got a whole nother hour of the Outdoor Zone. But on the flip side, I'm really excited. We got Dan Cabela coming on. Watch Hard Truth, Hard Truths
of Conservation.
the star of Hard Truth of Conservation, Dan Cabela, on the flip side. And really, man, he is doing some intriguing stuff, some really cool stuff. I love keeping up with him and what he's got going on for conservation. We'll talk to him on the flip side. Plus, some of your favorite segments still up. It's the Outdoor Zone. We're live in the bunkhouse 24/7, 365. We keep it pure at theoutdoorzone.com.